It's that iconic organisation providing medical care to remote communities. I grew up watching the Flying Doctors on telly and saw the job advertised and thought, why not? It's so unique, so different. So took the opportunity.
Dr. Victoria Bradley is a long way from her home in the town of Nottingham in England. Today, she's helping run a health clinic in the remote town of Tibooburra, a tiny dot on the map near the borders of Queensland, South Australia and New South Wales. Hello, I'm Amy Volkovsky. The Royal Flying Doctor Service is perhaps best known for its emergency medical flights, but it also runs regular clinics, flying into remote properties and towns across the country. In addition to Dr. Bradley, today's fly-in team includes a physio, a speech pathologist and two mental health workers. So after 2.5 years based in Broken Hill, is the reality of working with the RFDS similar to the TV series?
Oh, it's completely different in real life, but it's an amazing job. It's a privileged job to be able to serve these communities. They really respect and value what we do. You just see a completely different insight into what life is like in these rural communities, and we can provide medical and mental health and all sorts of different services to them.
The medical team expects to see about 25 patients today. One of the regulars is Tibooburra local Barry Munt. He feels passionately about the role the RFDS plays in his community.
Well, actually, it's absolutely brilliant. I find them coming out here to Tibooburra once a week on a Tuesday is just fantastic because it just blows me away. How necessary it is to have them coming out like that. And yes, and I just hope that people keep supporting them as much as they do them, even more, because they're needed.
What do you think Tibooburra would look like if they didn't have a service like the RFDS?
If they didn't have a service like that, I don't think there would be a Tibooburra. Simple as that, because we'd all be dead. it just blows me away how necessary it is to have them coming out like that. My next door neighbour, little 4-year-old child, got bitten by a snake, a venomous snake, and in about an hour and a half, he was in the Adelaide Hospital, which is absolutely fantastic. And we all thanks goes to the Royal Flying Doctors, because they had to fly all the way from Broken Hill out to Tibooburra, which is by roads about 335 kilometres, and then they had to take the lad all the way to the Adelaide Hospital, and I did this in approximately an hour and a half, so I understand. And when, you know, and being the mother and the parents of that child, the relief and knowing the help was there so quickly must have been massive. All credit to Royal Flying Doctors.
Like much of western New South Wales and Queensland, the area around Tibooburra has been struggling through a tough drought in recent times. Dr. Bradley says mental health services have become increasingly important as landholders deal with both the physical and emotional strain of keeping stock alive.
From a medical side of things, we've certainly seen a lot more depression, people struggling, not really knowing where they're going to go with their lives, and just providing support and directing them to where they can gain help. And our mental health team have done a huge body of work with them.
I'm Vanessa Latham, mental health nurse with the Royal Flying Doctor Service. I've been coming up to the Tibooburra Clinic with the RFDS for about 4.5 years.
We've been hearing that as things get drier and in drought, people struggle more both with physical and mental health. Have you noticed over the last 4 years a decline in that in general?
Yeah, I think that's quite understood that does play a big part to people's mental state, particularly the men. I think they feel the way that their properties feel, or the condition that their property's in, is sort of how they feel inside perhaps sometimes. So, yeah, it's been very difficult for them. I think the recent rains in the last week or two has been very welcomed.
Are you noticing that today in the clinic at all?
I have actually noticed it today and last week as well. There's definitely lots more conversation about the rain that people have had, and it's definitely lifted their spirits. You can see just in their facial expressions and body language that it's quite a relief for some people.